They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate. And I hope that judging...
Well, this is going to be a particularly important transmission today. The big Iowa caucuses are tomorrow. Donald Trump has surged into the lead. His bold move to leave the Fox News debate and launch his own promotion of veterans getting treatment and care has absolutely been a stunning success. He has surged ahead in every major poll. In polls where he was already ahead, he's gotten even more ahead. And our own Richard Reeves from Iowa at Trump rallies the last 3 days will be joining us to break all this down. He's also been at Rubio rallies, at Cruz rallies, at horrid communist Sanders rallies that are huge as well, as he tries to hijack the whole populist movement. That is coming up. Then Mikhail Phelan, Infowars.com investigative journalist, has the top link on the left-hand side of DrudgeReport.com. Hackers reportedly hijacked drone after massive breach at NASA. And, of course, we have big inside connections to some of the top hackers in the world. Phelan, 5 years ago, is an Infowars reporter, and now 3 years ago, again, blew Stingray open worldwide with the whole FBI spy towers now confirmed. Thalen just breaks big story after big story. That's up on Infowars.com and DrudgeReport.com right now. Really, the big news is, though, U.S. Navy sends ships near disputed island in South China Sea, nose-to-nose with Chinese ships. That is escalating very, very quickly. More is coming out of Hillary caught in incredible lies with her classified emails and more, obviously. There is so much to break down today. Please tell your friends and family to tune in because this is key information. And then, of course, finally, in the last 40 minutes or so, we're going to break down the Zika virus. Is it a bioweapon? A lot of experts say yes. And David Knight back from Oregon with the ongoing standoff there. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
We really are on the cusp of something so big. Time magazine did a cover story this week, last week, whatever. It's the most unbelievably written story. And it's talking about that this is a movement. And they say it's never happened. Nothing like this has ever happened before. And I'll go to Dallas, and we use the Mavericks Arena. Mark Cuban was great. He let us use his arena. We had 20,000 people packed. And we go to Mobile, Alabama. We have 35,000 people. Oklahoma, we had 20,000 people twice. But we had every place we go, it's like this. And it's a movement. And the Time magazine talked about it, that people are upset. But that's a nice word, and people are actually angry.
Yeah, and Richard Reeves shot this with
Matt. We're angry because we want to bring our country back. We want to be great again.
And, we just give people
raw feeds
of what
they're really saying. Make America great again. We're going to make America great again. That I can tell you. We're going to make America great again.
This is Richard Reeves with Infowars.com. We are in Davenport, Iowa, where we've just seen the completion of another Trump event, and we've got a young lady here. What's your name, ma'am?
Stephanie Ivoroni.
Hi, Stephanie. So did you get to hear the full speech?
Yes, I was here the entire time.
Okay, well, that's great. So what did you like best about it?
I thought it was kind of a neat, different way of having an interview. Just like you sit down, it's like really calm, and he's able to kind of express how he felt about America and what he would do if he were to become president.
So what are some of the issues that are important to you?
Some of the issues that are important to me is just to continue to like have hope and faith in America that the American dream is still possible, and I feel like Donald Trump is like the American dream.
Right. So,
that's right. The hope is in freedom.
Anybody else could even challenge him as
not
far
the
as the
state.
Economy goes?
No, I think he's the man.
He's the man, right? So, okay. Well, now, as far as the economy goes, you're pretty confident that he's going to do well. What are some other issues that you care about?
Well, I like it that he's a businessman, so he's very smart, he's intelligent, and he's had a lot of success in his life. So since his own personal life, he's been successful, I think he can continue to have America have success.
So to me, I think he's at a point where, hey, money is not what it's all about, and
right.
It is about, I think at this point, he's wanting to make America great.
Yes,
it's his to lose.
Want to make America great and do what's best for the
unless
American
we buy into their propaganda.
All right, well, would you like to add anything else?
That's it. So thanks for interviewing me.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Richard's such a gentleman. He's got dozens of those reports filed the last few days. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
In this present crisis, Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule, that government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Hello, me. Meet the real me. And my misfits way of life. A dark black past is my most valued possession.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are not sitting on our hands on this Sunday. We are live for the next 2 hours with a jam-packed raft of investigative journalists, reporters, political scientists, you name it. I am Alex Jones, your host. It is already the last day of the first month of 2016, January 31st, 2016, on this Sunday edition. Obviously, the Hillary email stuff has been covered up one side and down the other. But she's been caught in so many lies that people never really go back and look at the entire history of those lies. First, she said there were no classified emails. Well, first, she said she didn't have a private email. And then she fought the subpoenas. Then there weren't any secret emails. And then she didn't alter emails. And then she'd released all her emails. And then, oh, she'd forgotten other emails. And then they'd erased emails. And then it was her staff that did it. And then, oh, my gosh, release the emails, but don't release the emails. Fast and furious, the IRS persecution of patriots, the list goes on and on. Hillary Clinton is a master criminal, and you are seeing the beginnings of what, I'd give it about a 70% chance now, she's going to fall. She's going to be indicted. And even if the Justice Department blocks all that because they control it, the FBI is going to go public against her in the next few weeks. And even if she gets into office like Nixon, Watergate had already begun during that election. It just wasn't in the news. She will fall. She will be impeached. She is done. Stick a fork in her. And the Democrats know that, so they're trying to bring in Joe Biden, and they're trying to bring in, senators, and they're trying to bring in this communist that they sheep dip as a socialist, Bernie Sanders, as the alternative. And those people aren't going to fly either unless the Republican Party, like they did with Bob Dole and like they did with Senator John McCain and others, put in a ringer. Like it's a Don King boxing match where one guy takes a dive at the end of the third round or the fifth round or whatever the bookies have set up to be, be the best point to milk and bilk and scam all the idiot folks at Vegas. What killed heavyweight boxing? I mean, it's nothing like it used to be profit-wise. Fraud did, it being rigged. So now it's middleweight and lightweight and welterweight. And there's shenanigans there as well, just not as documented. Well, politics is being documented to be a fraud. And if Donald Trump doesn't win by at least 5 points in Iowa in the caucuses tomorrow, you can bet your bottom Benjamin, or even your bottom George Washington, or your bottom Abraham Lincoln $5 bill, or your Declaration of Independence $2 bill, you can bet your bottom huevos that it was staged. Oh, Microsoft, huge Democratic Party supporters, the biggest gun control supporters, the biggest pusher of open borders. You never hear about it being globalist or socialist or liberal, but it is. A big corporation wanting a monopoly of markets with government. It's running the Iowa caucuses. It's deciding who wins. It's telling you in the cloud up there what happened. And even Bernie Sanders has come out and said, hey, there's no way to verify this. My experts say this could be stolen very, very easily. And with all the black box voting and all the election fraud we've seen, he's absolutely right. So even a broken clock is right twice a day. Blind pig can find acorns or, I guess, other little goodies, other viticles occasionally. That said, let's break down the other big news. Obviously, we're going to be breaking down today. Hackers reportedly hijacked drone after massive breach at NASA. DrudgeReport.com on the left-hand side has a link to our story by investigative journalist Mikhail Thalen, who'll be popping in at the start of the next segment to go over his report that's top-linked, left-hand side of DrudgeReport.com. And again, Mikhail has broken more than 10 international stories for InfoWars.com in the last 5 years. before as a contract reporter in the last 3 years here inside Austin, Texas. And you talk about a guy meeting people in parking garages, that's Mikhail, and he kind of flies under the radar. We've kind of not built him up on purpose because he's under the radar and wants to be, but let me tell you, the establishment knows who he is. They know what he's up to, whether it's Stingray FBI spy systems being broken by him or private spy networks run by other corporations or governments or open borders or shoot-downs of aircraft. Mikhail is now a go-to source for white hat hackers across the world, and it's just breaking huge news. This is a big story, and we're going to talk about it with him coming up in the next segment. Then we have our reporter, political correspondent Richard Reeves, joining us from the campaign trail in Iowa. He's been at Sanders events. I feel sorry for him to be around such mindlessness. Must feel soul-sucking. He's been at Trump events and Cruz events, and he's at a Rubio event tonight. So Richard Reeves up there in the cold weather, will in his trench coat, will be joining us coming up at the bottom of the hour. Then we have investigative journalist Rappaport joining us on the Zika virus. Is it a bioweapon? Are they hoaxing the public, saying 400,000 people have it, don't have babies, it'll deform your baby? Is it a population control weapon? The former top U.S. bioweapons expert who wrote the U.S. Bioweapons Treaty adopted by the U.N. and other treaties, Dr. Francis Boyle, was on Friday. That interview is on Infowars.com. He says it is a bioweapon that is not race-specific itself, but is racially, specifically, geopolitically, and via political geography being delivered into certain areas. So we'll get Rappaport's take on that. And then investigative journalist and reporter and co-host of this show, David Knight, was out there with Joe Biggs for the last 4 days in Oregon with the standoff, one dead, four inside saying they're going to fight to the death, just ongoing attempt by the Obama administration with provocateurs to start some type of civil war. That's now been basically confirmed. The very people we warned about, the FBI admits, are the, quote, sources of what they use to do all this. It is a true train wreck. But hopefully this will stop the provocateur in the future. And I want to be clear. The federal government's diverse. The federal government is compartmentalized. There are multiple FBIs, multiple CIAs. I'm not here to demonize the FBI. And not because I'm scared of them. I used to totally attack them 100%. Same thing with CIA. Till I got older and had been in this so long, I truly realized there are good groups and bad groups and just all these factions, and no one knows who's who. It's like a movie. And we've been given so much good intel by the federal marshals, the FBI, state police, CIA, I mean, current people, colonels, generals, you know, who are actually holding a lot of this back and saying, look, there's a war inside. You need to be specific and tell the public to fight for American values and to get involved. We can't just blame the government for how much trouble we're in, or a local police officer and shoot them in the back of the head while they're pumping gas like these Black Lives Matter White House funded goons are doing. We have to transcend that and realize we're being played off against each other. And it's disgusting. And the reason Martin Luther King and then even Malcolm X were killed is because they said it's time to come together around values and not fight with each other. The government loved Malcolm X when he was kill Whitey and kill the cops and, you know, all that stuff. But as soon as he woke up to that, they killed him better than a hammer because they don't want us to wake up to this. And this system's been rotting for so long, it is now collapsing into socialism and communism, the final endgame of this, with an above-the-law world government planetary system floating above it. We have to reject it. We have to say no. Coming up, we're going to look at the poll numbers. America 2016, mad as hell and not going to take it anymore. Unprecedented. McClatchy, U.S. News reports U.S. Navy sends warships to confront Chinese warships in South China Sea. Huge development. CNN also reporting on that. At least 65 people killed in an attack in Nigeria by the friendly religion of peace, Boko Haram Muslims. We're also going to get into Sanders receives Secret Service protection. He's a front runner in many polls. Why didn't he have protection before? That is weird. I mean, he's a horrible dirtbag, and the last thing I want to happen to him in his Muppet voice is for something to happen to him and turn him into a martyr. So, my gosh, pray for that creature not to be hurt, but also pray for his horrible ideas of socialism, which is slavery, to be defeated. We'll talk about that as well. Donald Trump's had his Hollywood Walk of Fame vandalized with a swastika. It's a huge transmission straight ahead. Infowars.com.
now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center.
In the heart.
In the heart of the resistance.
Who can deny it now?
Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Stand up and be counted. Which side are you going to be on? Liberty or tyranny? Human empowerment or slavery? I'm reading CNN, the Associated Press, these headlines, and I can't even believe these myself. China claims they forced the U.S. warship, the USS Curtis Wilbur, out of the disputed strait. And basically the U.S. turned tail and run. The truth is the Chinese communists murdering filth, and our government's corrupt as well. But let me tell you, they didn't kill 80-something million of their own people. I mean, the Chinese commies, they are the worst people in history. Hitler was a piker killing 20-something million compared to them. And the New York Times will say I support Hitler. No, I said, your buddy, the New York Times endorsed back in the 70s, Mao's the biggest killer in history. You're the ones that got the blood on your hands, not me, scum. And when U.S. aircraft fly in the air, they say, get out of here, for hundreds of square miles. When ships come through, China has no claim to any of that. China has to expand or it's going to collapse. And so the season of war is here. And so the U.S. isn't in the right. China isn't in the right. And it's a mess. But the point is, this is very close to war. I'm going to talk about it briefly in the next segment. But speaking of war, there is a war going on between what you'd call white hat hackers and black hat hackers. And black hat hackers go out at the low level and do mischievous things, criminal things, bad things, hack into somebody's phone's IP address and then call the police and say, there's a hostage situation. I've killed three people. I'm going to kill five more. And the cops SWAT team some judge's house. That's an example of hacking. You could hack somebody's refrigerator. You can hack somebody's ID. You could steal somebody's identity. There's thousands of things you could do. That's what a black hat does. White hats go and tell people, hey, you've got these holes in your system. You might want to fix them. White hats have helped us so much. It's incredible. People ask how we can sustain all these attacks. And we got a bunch of great white hats, actually off record with some really famous hackers. I don't say their names. That's what's off record. That, you know, help give us advice every week and really help us out. They're like, call up and go, you know, I'm going to turn your website off right now. Okay, show us. Boom, it's turned off. Oh, well, how'd you do that? You know, things like that over the years. And we just haven't had the expertise, the personnel, the reporters to interface with all these great folks that we can talk to, that we can vet, that we can then form relationships with. And the great part about Mikhail Phelan was he wrote for a lot of different websites about 5 years ago, and I began to do some contract work with him, you know, him writing stories for us. In the last two or three years, he's lived here in Austin. He's done such an amazing job. And he just constantly breaks huge stories that sometimes have a huge effect. A lot of times the media ignores they're so big. Where, you know, again, first one of the people to expose Stingray and then expose that it was hooked up with the government and fake cell towers and how the systems work, secret documents and Homeland Security documents on their plan to arrest citizens and martial law and so much more. He just continues to break huge stories. That's why it's so great to have Matt Drudge recognize how big this investigative journalist is. And today, top link to Mikhail Phelan's story. Now let's shift out of the press coverage to actually what's happening. Hackers reportedly, that's probably the word, hijacked drone after massive breach at NASA. Hackers released 631 aircraft and radar videos, 2,143 flight logs, and data on 2,414 employees. And so that's confirmed that happened, but they say they also hacked a drone just to show folks what could happen. You ask, why are these so open to this? Why are your toasters and your smartphones and your smart washers and your smart thermostats and your smart cameras, and you can go to sites that have hundreds of thousands of cameras logged of inside people's houses. Why do folks put in, say, a Time Warner smart house and Time Warner doesn't tell them or other companies, hey, this is hacked already. People are in our system looking in your house. One time I had an assistant, not mad at him, but I came home and it was Time Warner with cameras. And I said, turn it off. People can get right in and watch it. Oh, that's ridiculous. I pulled it right up and showed him. I said, you believe that now? Stop living in La La Land. Turn it off right now. The point is they do it that way so the system can get into your phones, your computer, your identity. It's all built with backdoors for them, but then hackers know about the backdoors too. Foreign governments do. But don't worry, they're coming out with biometrics to identify who you are by a face scan or thumbprint, a cashless society. That'll fix the problem governments themselves have created, like the chips in your IDs and your cards that folks can steal from a distance. They have built it to fail to bring in the next level of biometrics. Mikhail Phelan, break down your article more for us and why it's such a big deal. I mean, this is huge. NASA itself, the drones, the Pentagon, hacked again. Incredible. And you're breaking it.
Yeah, a member of a group called AnonSec, which is a group that's not affiliated with Anonymous, their own sort of elite hacking group, spent 2 years breaching into NASA's system. Getting farther and farther as they went, supposedly spending months inside of one of their internal networks. And so I was contacted by one of their members and given access to the 276-gigabyte file that you just explained that had videos of drones flying over what looked like Greenland and Antarctica, drones flying over different areas of the United States. And so, I mean, they just released the data today publicly. And so they basically released it also with a basically a manifesto explaining how they did it step by step, how they got in.
What's it been like for you here where I've just left you alone the last week while I knew this was going on, waiting for you to release this? What's it like to be breaking something this big with these folks? I mean, this is a big deal.
I mean, it's definitely been a pretty interesting week. As you know, I was sort of indisposed for a couple of days there working on this.
Yeah, you had to leave. So, absolutely.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, and I tried contacting NASA, the FBI, to get comment on this, and none of them were too excited to talk about it. So, but, yeah, they spent some time in there, and as far as the drone hack went, basically what happened is that they had gotten access to three sort of, they're called network-attached storage devices inside of an internal network in NASA, and they started sniffing the packets, basically seeing what the data was that was going to these three devices that were storing drone log backups. And they found out that there was files in there that were pre-configured route pattern files that they would upload to the drone while it was being maintained or was being refueled. And so when the drone would take off, it would go in an automatic course. And
So it's basically autonomous once it's launched. They're not even paying attention. Somebody could hack and take it over. It's one thing if you're in lifetime control, you have a backup kill switch, self-destruct, that's still not good, but it's a backup. They're just launching them, not even paying attention.
Yeah, well, so they said that they did a man-in-the-middle attack, it's called, and they send their own drone log file into the drone. So when it took off, it started veering off course towards the Pacific Ocean. This is what they're telling me.
Sure. What did NASA and the Pentagon do when that happened, Mikhail?
NASA supposedly did a manual override and steered the drone back, and they said it was shortly after that that they were totally shut out of all the networks, and NASA went and patched their vulnerabilities, which I'm sure there still are vulnerabilities. They went and changed passwords.
Well, I want to say these hackers are doing NASA a favor, showing what jackasses their IT people are to allow holes like this in our security. Stay there, Mikhail. I'm going to come back and talk about this more. These hackers are heroes, just like Edward Snowden. Stay there, Mikhail. And we got Richard Reeves from Iowa on Alex Jones.
Big Brother.
Big Brother. Mainstream media.
You want answers?
Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I didn't support McCain against Obama. I was neutral because I knew they were both bad. And then I was tacitly for Romney over Obama because I knew Obama was in being evil. I just took the supposed high road and just said, oh, they're all bad. I would be aiding Obama. So I was a little bit for Romney, though I didn't trust him. With Obama, with Hillary, with Sanders, with Jeb, I know who I got. I know they're bad. Trump isn't perfect. But the Bilderberg Group and Davos have openly come out and said he must be defeated. The establishment is giving money from both sides against him. He's getting no establishment money, and I have a lot of big connections. They are genuinely afraid of him and scared. You know, I see the comments on Infowars.com. There's an article, special report, Trump wins Iowa in landslide. And I make the point, he did the bold move. We're going to Richard Reeves, have we talked to Mikhail Thelen here in a moment. And he broke away from Fox News. He did his own event. He got more viewers and more ratings. He surged in Iowa from behind a few points to ahead a few points. He's destroying the mainstream media. He's putting nails in the coffin. I can't sit here on the sideline and be holier than thou to make sure I'm safe and don't endorse somebody so I can be anti-establishment and then see Hillary Clinton get in or Jeb Bush. I'm not doing it. If Donald Trump doesn't stand up for securing our borders, the Second Amendment, turning our coal power plants back on that are clean and getting our energy prices down and promoting not letting countries have one-sided deals with us to screw us over, I will come after him with everything I've got. But my gut tells me that Trump is against the establishment. He wants to be his own man. He wants to be the guy that pulls America back, even if it's owned for his own egomaniac reasons. I don't care. They're after him, and no one can deny it. I mean, I'm politically smart, folks. I'm not a dummy. And I didn't trust Trump a year ago, even 8-9 months ago, but I've watched what's happened. I've seen his growth. I've seen him change opinions as he gets educated, like bringing in the migrants. And I'm telling you, they're scared of him. And in the polls, he annihilates Hillary. I like Rand Paul. I know Rand Paul. If he was a leader, that's great. I'd support him. Same thing with Ted Cruz. I'll be happy with any three of these guys. But a major time of change is with us right now. And the system doesn't want Trump for real. They're not acting like it. You know, throw me in the briar patch. Oh, no, don't do that. They are freaked out. And early on, my gut thought Trump was good, but I just wanted to be so intellectual and just not do it. And I just like, you know. But it doesn't. Our fortunes don't rise or fall with Donald Trump. It's up to us to take over local government peacefully. It's up for us to vote with our dollars for what we support, the media we promote. It's up to us to spread the word. The real power is at the city, county, state level. I support Governor Abbott, who I know is a listener and informed and involved. I'll stop there. He's suing Obama. He's doing a con. He's trying to block the gun grab, the power plant shutdowns, the open borders. Support him. That's more important than Trump. But I can't get people's attention on that. I can do it with Trump. And I know Trump, I can get a message to Trump and get a response back, and it's Donald Trump. And he's getting a crash course in brain surgery. He said, I used to be in politics. I didn't know all this. Donald Trump, I know, is aware of what we cover now. He's aware of the globalist. He's aware of the plan to kill America. He's aware of Cloward and Piven. And you're like, oh, well, maybe he's lying. I don't have the other candidates calling me up going, we're aware and we're listening and we care. It's Donald Trump, and I'm going to stop right there. You mean you deal with Donald Trump through channels and the rest of it telling you he's aware of what's going on. You deal with that and then reject it and then sit on the sideline and just hope something better happens. If I'm wrong about Trump, folks, I'll punch myself in the nose. The difference is I'm willing to take a risk. I'm willing to take action. Now, I want Mikhail Thelen to finish up with this huge hacking story. NASA itself hacked. NASA drones taken over, you know, remote control just to show how open it is. NASA does a reboot, an emergency backup, takes it over. It's good to know they have that. Not against NASA, but my God, calling people, that you know, traitors that do this. These are heroes that do this to show how we're open. I have hackers, you know, routinely, not anymore because we've gotten better security, but over the years show us how we've got problems by taking us down. We appreciate that. This is a service. And the moves to arrest a Snowden who exposes the crimes that are going on, or to go after the folks that did this, Mikhail, show how evil the people are that are running our system, who want us to buy billion-dollar airplanes that aren't as good as F-15s that cost $2 million. It shows us, or $3 million, it shows us how they're just here feeding off the corpse of America. They've already decided we're dead. Finish up in the next 4 or 5 minutes. We're going to come back to Richard Reeves from Iowa. Go ahead.
Yeah, so aside from the videos and the drone flight logs, they also, as I said, obtained a list of over 2,400 employee names, emails, phone numbers. And so I called several of these numbers, didn't get any calls back, but according to the answer machines, it did match up to the names. So like I said, from everything I've seen, I mean, this is definitely legitimate information. It's a legitimate hack. I mean, I've seen the drone videos. And what's the most interesting is that the group actually did this to bring attention to and to protest geoengineering. That was the whole reason behind this. And so that's something that they cover heavily, you know, in the information that's released for the hack, talking about, you know, Operation Popeye. And they said they believe NASA is currently involved in current geoengineering programs. And so that was really the main driver behind this.
Well, it's huge to show that NASA's main computers, their command and control of remote vehicles. That could be the Mars lander, rovers, spacecraft. I mean, this goes across the command and control system of NASA. NASA should be running attacks against itself to see if this can be done. Because let's be honest, Kennedy set up NASA. It is the original shadow government, and its controlled system that itself is in control of the 80% of NASA that's secret, that is the shadow networks in space, the satellites, the weapon systems, the missile systems. So the fact that NASA itself can be hacked tells us just how compromised things are, because NASA and Space Command is the top of the pyramid.
Yeah, and what's unfortunate is that this isn't the first time. We can go back, you know, quite a few years. There was a hacker who was under 18, I believe his name was Comrade, from the UK, and he hacked into NASA and served some time for that as a juvenile. So this is like a continuing problem with the federal government. I mean, look at the OPM hack, where all of our secret agents' names and private information got taken, likely by China. Look at all these massive hacks. They want us to give up our liberty, give up our rights, give up our right to privacy in order to keep us safe from, you know, supposed terrorism, which kills less people than, you know, falls in the bathtub every year. Yet they can't even keep their most secret information under lock and key without, you know, hackers who could be teenagers for all we know going in.
That's right.
And taking, you know, drone flight videos.
The globalists built this system. They invented the internet with American know-how and British know-how. That's who invented it, the U.S. and England. And then they build back doors in it, screw up how it works, so they can spy on us. And they didn't think other governments, other corporations, other people wouldn't be as smart as they were and exploit that? These people have Swiss cheesed us. They're destroying our security. They're the ones that fund ISIS. Let them attack us and then take our freedoms when they attack.
Absolutely. And, it's unfortunate that, our government seems to think that they have a monopoly on smart technical people. Obviously, there's other people from other countries, even people not affiliated with nation-state governments, who have the ability to break into these supposedly secure systems. And, you know, I'm not against NASA. I don't have an issue with NASA. I would just like to see them increase their security. But as hackers get more and more advanced, more skilled, it's looking like the government less and less can defend itself.
You're on target. In the last minute we have, my friend, what do you think of Trump? I don't know your view. I'm just throwing it. What do you think of my analysis of Trump? I mean, who am I supposed to back?
Yeah, I mean, like you, I was sort of behind Rand Paul because he'd been strong against the NSA and kind of been a more constitutional candidate. The good thing about Donald Trump is that he's sort of shaking things up. You know, he's making people sort of reject, you know, Fox News and the two-party system. So in that area, I definitely think, you know, regardless if he wins or not, he's doing a service. That being said, I do have some issues. For example, he says we should kill Edward Snowden, things like that.
I agree. That's a big problem. He should back off on that. Mikhail, we'll have you back in studio tomorrow for the weekday show. Great job, brother. Fantastic job. Read his article at DrudgeReport.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, here's the headlines from NBC News. Trump surges past Cruz. Clinton leads Sanders in Iowa. Trump surges to 35% ahead of Ted Cruz. So that looks to me like his move Thursday of having his own breakaway event was a success. It's easy to just be a spectator or a commentary person or a critic and just bash every candidate and sit there and attack people. I personally would be happy with Ron Paul, Ted Cruz, Donald Trump against the others. But Donald Trump's in the lead. He's got what it takes to go up against these folks. I know Hillary's bad. I know Bernie Sanders is bad. I know George Herbert Walker Bush's son, Jeb Bush, is bad. And on the road, filing 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 reports a day of speeches of Trump and speeches of Rubio and the response afterwards. These feeds are amazing that Richard and Matt are there on the ground getting in Des Moines, Iowa and surrounding areas. And they're in Cedar Rapids right now, Iowa, at a Marco Rubio event that's coming up here in just a few minutes. So Richard Reeves, the data dump. What's the feeling on the ground versus Trump surging to the lead in polls? I mean, a stroke of genius if he's proven correct. What about Microsoft running the election? Unprecedented. Who died and made them God? What are the real factors here as you prepare to hear Marco Rubio speak in that lecture hall right now, Richard Reeves?
Thank you, Alex. Richard Reeves, Infowars.com in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Actually, the Marco Rubio event just wrapped up, but I'll tell you what, folks, you know, here at InfoWars, we like to bring you guys the inside baseball that other news media outlets, the mainstream media, lamestream media is not going to report. And one thing I've been meaning to tell you guys is that the neocon candidates, for the most part, the neocon candidates like Marco Rubio, like Jeb Bush, like Chris Christie, like all the other also-rans, for the most part, the last 2 or 3 weeks prior to Thursday's debate, they have been AWOL from Iowa. They have been missing. The main guys that have been up here for the last 2 or 3 weeks showing up are Donald Trump, are Ted Cruz. You know, you heard about Ted Cruz with the full Grassley going to all 99 counties in Iowa. Definitely the best ground game in the business so far is Ted Cruz, and Donald Trump has the air game. But the other part of inside baseball that's critical, Alex, and you, as the Toto that pulls back the curtain in The Wizard of Oz, have had a huge role in what I'm about to tell you, Alex, because Rand Paul came on the Sunday morning show today and was talking about how that he has 1,000 precinct leaders, precinct chairs in his camp. Now, that didn't
happen.
So
that's an example of taking delegates regardless, just getting the leader.
This is an example of the work that was done in 2008. With the Ron Paul campaign. This is an example of the work that was done in 2012 with the Ron Paul campaign.
All right, so tell us exactly what's happening then, because...
So let me tell you what that means. What this means is you've got 1,000 precinct caucus leaders that they'll be leading these caucuses. Now, there's a total of 1,681 precincts in Iowa. 1,000 of them belong to Rand Paul, which means we can trust these guys to run honorable events. You know, out of 1,000 of these guys, 990 of them are going to run a straight, honest caucus event without cheating, and they will be watching for Microsoft numbers to reconfirm.
So you're saying Rand Paul and the Campaign for Liberty is in control of these good patriots, and so you think they'll deliver whoever really wins the victory?
They will be, in my book, honest brokers, because that's what they do. And so, yes.
That's why it's so important to have humans at every level verifying what these artificially intelligent, autonomous machines claim.
That's correct, because what happens in a caucus, everybody in the Republican caucus votes with a secret ballot. They send it up front, and there's at least 5 human eyeball witnesses that verify the 3x5 cards and the names written on those cards. So you're going to have at least 5 witnesses will be documenting the actual caucus vote.
Well, that is the big inside baseball. I'll say it. You're the big Politico. You've been a delegate many times. You're all into the whole Republican machinery. Explain it to us then what your gut is looking at all this data, because, you know, I mean, that's a human analysis. We call it gut, is all this data together. What do you think's coming?
My gut is that the polls are correct. I think Donald Trump is going to win. And it's not going to be by a huge margin, because let me tell you, Ted Cruz is packing houses. Donald Trump, packing houses. Number 3, Marco Rubio. I think the surge is totally a media-driven thing. It's a new world order with their mainstream media trying to create.
Sure, they're propping Rubio up. First. Let's get into what you saw at this rally that just ended. So clearly, every channel, they're promoting Rubio.
That's right. You know, ever since Donald Trump bailed out of Thursday's debate, which, by the way, we can talk about that more, too, but ever since that occurred, then the mainstream media, especially on Fox, has tried to make it, it's Rubio versus Cruz, Rubio versus Cruz. Even Cruz flipped his ads to target Rubio. I don't think Rubio's got a snowball's chance of challenging Ted Cruz, actually. I think what they're trying to do is just each trying to garner more support for each other and try to maybe leapfrog Donald Trump that way. But I don't think that's going to work. And going back to this about the inside baseball and the caucuses, I think for Iowa, Microsoft's not going to steal it. The New World Order's not going to steal Iowa, because we've got at least 1,000 honest caucus leaders that are going to broker that. They're going to watch it like a hawk. They're not going
to
let it happen.
Sure, looking ahead, though, to New Hampshire and other areas, I mean, there's only eight delegates up for the leaders, six for the next, four for the third place. So even if Trump doesn't win, it doesn't matter. He's already in the polls 10, 15 points ahead in these other major caucuses with a major Republican landslide coming. What states, because you're an election expert, I mean, I know a lot of folks claim they are. Richard lives this stuff, so I've known him 15 years. Richard, what states are you worried about ahead of this?
Actually, I'm not too worried, because if Donald Trump does indeed Iowa, this caucus state, I think what we're going to see is a Donald Trump running the table, because I think what will happen is the momentum gained from the win, because Donald Trump talks about winning.
Yeah, Americans don't want to be told how we're ugly and we're bad and we're failures and it's over and we're racist. We want to hear we're winning, we're going forward, we're building things. We have been the greatest country in the world, and we're tired of all the political correctness crap.
Right. And see, that's another thing that, you know, we talk about, I've told you before, largest human intelligence network on the planet, right here, the Alex Jones Show. Well, you know what? Guess what? Those people, they are election judges. I'm an alternate election judge in my precinct. They're going to be inside the system watching it. So the black box voting is, you know, hey, they'll try to black box where they can, but there's going to be honest brokers in a lot of places not allowing black boxes.
That's what checkmates it. That's right. That's why they can't beat a landslide. They can't steal a landslide, as every election fraud expert's told me.
Hey, and another bit of great news right here breaking. I'm here to tell you, Jeb Bush is done. Jeb Bush is done. We just did a Jeb Bush event earlier. 50 to 60 people was all his turnout.
Put that headline out. Jeb Bush is done. Nobody shows up.
That's it. You had 50 or 60 people.
When's that report coming out, Richard? I want to see that.
Well, we'll get it uploaded here pretty soon. We'll get it created, because
the question is, though, when he finally is gone, that 2% or whatever, where will those idiots go? I mean, who would they vote for? These are literal establishment bootleggers.
Well, I think it's fairly Rubio. Easy to assume that they'll flow to Rubio. But you know what? Here's the thing. When we're adding up all these outside candidates, Trump, Cruz, Carson, Fiorina, Rand Paul, those numbers are going into 70 or 80%. That leaves the establishment party hacks with only the ability to capture between 20 and 30%. That's all Rubio can get, in my opinion.
All right, getting back to the other issue of Trump and where all this is going and what you expect to happen tomorrow, Richard.
Okay, I am expecting that the polls are correct with regard to the percentages for Trump, percentages for Cruz, and that's based on what we've experienced out here on the ground, going to all these events. We just saw a Ted Cruz event earlier in Iowa City. He had probably 800 to 1,000 people packed in like sardines at the fairground building, and here Marco Rubio had, I'm guessing, 400 or 500. And then Trump, you know, we went to an event in Davenport, Iowa, probably 1,200 or 1,300 there. So I think the polls, based on that, those experiences we've had. Now, with the Democrat race, I think those polls are basically correct. I think that's up for grabs. I think it's a jump ball. And I'll tell you what, I would love nothing better than to see Bernie Sanders take a victory here in Iowa. And I think that builds momentum for him. And the enthusiasm.
I agree. He would be great to defeat. But, I mean, I don't want to be put in this forced labor camp. I mean, I don't want to be ruled over by that piece of crap.
Alex, you and I have worked too hard to see Hillary go bye-bye. If Bernie can defeat her and keep her out of
the... No, I hear you. Creepy to have a hardcore commie wants to put me in a forced relocation camp like Mao Zedong. I mean, this country, the fact that he has 10,000 people and 20,000 in Iowa at events, I mean, Drudge has an image of it up on his site. That's scary, man.
Well, I tell you what, if Bernie Sanders somehow were to become president, I suspect that you and I would become illegal immigrants somewhere.
Yeah, it's crazy, but I hear you. He is easier to defeat than her, because he can't play the whole female thing of, oh, you're... What about Hillary? You got 30 seconds left. Man, she's been proven a liar on these emails. She's got to fall.
I tell you what, I think she's got to fall. The crowds, the enthusiasm gap is real. The enthusiasm is with Bernie. It's not with Hillary. So on enthusiasm alone, however misguided they may be, the enthusiasm is in Bernie's favor, and those numbers are pretty much right there with Hillary. So I think, with equal numbers and more enthusiasm, that may put Bernie over the top here in Iowa.
All right. Thank you, Richard Reeves. Great job. We'll be back with the second hour.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, the Zika virus has appeared from nowhere, and depending on the reports you see in mainstream media, 100,000 to 400,000 are infected. It causes birth defects in children. Now, I know there's declassified memorandums like State Department Memorandum 200 and many others admitting covert bioweapon programs against the American people and other populations. Everybody knows about Tuskegee injecting black people with syphilis and telling them they were getting the vaccine. Most people know about the UN being caught in the 90s and again a few years ago adding sterilant chemicals to vaccines and hormones bound to vaccines to sterilize women from India to Mexico. But investigative journalist John Rappaport has really looked into this and is saying, is it more of a hoax? Now, we know Bill and Melinda Gates are involved pushing mosquitoes that deliver vaccines. I had Dr. Francis Boyle, the author of the U.S. and U.N. Biological Weapons Treaty that was passed, on a leading expert worldwide, and he said he believes it is a bioweapon race-specifically delivered. It's not race-specific, but it's in race-specific geographical areas and designed for more equatorial areas. NoMoreFakeNews.com. Some stations don't carry this first 5 minutes. So they'll have to recap everything else after the break. John Rappaport joins us to give us his take on this. Is this a stimulant to get us fearful and say, don't have kids till 2018, like the UN's saying, or they'll be deformed? Is that the population control, mind control? Or does the virus itself cause the population control? Smart guy, I want his opinion on this because I don't think we know yet here in the war room, but let's analyze it. John Rappaport, what do you think?
Hi, Alex. Okay, so this is a hoax. And yes, it's information, mind control, postponed pregnancy, depopulation by press conference, don't have babies, et cetera, et cetera. So this is going to be a medical operation against Brazil that's going to involve vaccines and all other manner of medical drugs and so forth.
So it's Hegelian dialectic. They scare them and they bring in the vaccines, the medical tyranny, martial law, right as the country's rebelling against IMF control.
You bet. BRIC Nation, all of that. But let me just turn this around because we have new information that's breaking now, because the Brazilian health officials have gone back and reexamined these cases where they said that there is microcephaly, which is babies born with small heads and brain damage. And they originally said 4,180 cases in Brazil, and now they're saying they've only confirmed 270 cases, and of those, only six, they found the Zika virus. That is completely insane. And on top of that, I have more information, and this comes from, you know, standard medical authorities in the U.S., that every year in the U.S., there are 25,000 cases of microcephaly. So what are we talking about here? Christopher Columbus didn't bring the Zika virus with him to the U.S. It turns out that any insult to the brain in early pregnancy can cause this condition.
Oh, like vaccines.
Exactly.
So maybe it's the cover that this is becoming so prevalent. Look at Obama's little head. I mean, maybe this is what's causing the fact that we look like pygmies.
Of course. And on top of this, Brazil uses more pesticides than any nation in the world. Bang, bingo. Atrazine, for example, and Roundup. I published now on No More Fake News studies that show that those pesticides are in fact linked to smaller heads in babies and brain damage. So they're covering all of this up because they are determined to sell as much poisonous pesticide in Brazil as possible. So this is now off the table for a point of discussion because everything is now focused on Zika virus.
Well, I think you're really on to something here because I know that all these different environmental crises are causing. I mean, I remember seeing a PBS report like 20 years ago that one third of the kids in Mexico City have the thing with a tiny head and like no brain. They still have a brain stem. It's like you give birth to a vegetable because the water they drink, the U.S. dumps all its toxic waste in Mexico, basically Mexico City. And it showed people that like get 1 hour of water a day out of the spigot. And it's all this. So is the Zika the cover for other programs that are going on?
Talk show host is Alex Jones. He's a conspiracy theorist.
Radio talk show host Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
His name is Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
Radio talk show host and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
Alex Jones, the nut job radio guy.
Talk show host Alex Jones.
A man who trades in such sinister conspiracy theories, you have to wonder if he really believes half of what he says.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Hate speech. Can anything be done to stop the hatred?
I think Alex was the one who took the pro-gun position.
1776 will commence again if you try to take off firearms.
I don't want that man to have a gun.
Alex Jones is a 9/11 truther.
That conspiracy theory comes from the mother of all conspiracy theories. It's an internet talk show called InfoWars.
I heard that on Alex Jones, so it's
Dave.
True.
Dave?
I heard it on Alex Jones, so I know
Mark,
it's true.
You're making some very serious allegations against the U.S. government, saying that they stage attacks, they allow them to occur in the United States against U.S.
Let's
citizens.
Let's declassify.
Alex Jones may sound crazy.
I think that Alex Jones is a lunatic.
That man's a threat to this country.
King of the conspiracy theorists.
Deeply, I think, racist.
I just got called racist by MSNBC.
He's considered legit among the crazy.
Challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
Keep shoving lies at your audience, jackasses.
I like that guy.
That is the best.
We have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
The bigger this war gets, the more freedoms we lose.
We have a fog that has descended on our entire nation.
The globalists are going to blow stuff up and blame it on you.
Well, Hillary's the one who runs the cover-up.
Everything you've heard us talk about is now going to unfold in triplicate spades.
It's as real as it gets.
I had a Supreme Court justice tell me to my face, it's over for me. I said, Matt, it's over for you. They've got the votes now to enforce copyright law. You're out of there.
You want it, baby? You're about to get That's it. That's right. From the front lines of the information war.
We did meet the British at Concord.
It's the Alex Jones Show, now into the second hour, finishing up with John Rappaport of NoMoreFakeNews.com. Recap till we go to break, then we're coming back with David Knight, who was out in Oregon, where the globalists are trying to start a civil war in America. We'll get into election more, but John Rappaport, you're saying the Zika virus. Breakdown for those that have heard about it but don't know what it is, where it's going, and what you think is really behind it. Because Brazil's on the verge of throwing out the IMF and World Bank. They're the cutting edge of resisting the globalists. They've joined the BRICS. And right away they say, don't have kids for 3 years or your kids will all be deformed. But this disorder of the children with shrunken heads and small brains is all over the West already, not caused by Zika. You're saying it's a cover story. What's behind it? Decode it for us, Mr. Rappaport.
The cover story is Zika virus is causing babies to be born with small heads and brain damage. But the revised statistics out of Brazil from their own officials now are saying they can only confirm 270 cases of these babies in a country of 200 million people.
So they have a much lower statistic than us.
Yeah, much lower, because in the U.S. every year, 25,000 cases of this, and from many different causes. And not only that, but the Brazilian health officials are saying, wait a minute, we can only find the Zika virus, which is supposed to be causing this condition in babies, in only six babies so far. So all of a sudden, they're revamping the whole hysteria, and they are going to get attacked like crazy because the...
Well, you continue to be on target then. Explain to us then what you think's behind this hysterical fear-mongering. Because, I mean, let me tell you something. You've always been right. But so is somebody like Boyle, who wrote the U.S. Biological Weapons Treaty. He's saying that it's been weaponized and that it's been manipulated to reduce fertility. But you're saying, hey, it's not as bad as they're saying. So how do I take him, who I really have learned to respect, and you, who I respect, and then integrate those two worldviews?
Well, I would say he's right in the sense of, you know, you can put any virus in a lab and try to weaponize it, and maybe you can't. But as far as actually saying he knows that this virus already has been weaponized, I think if you went back to him, he would not go that far. He would say it could be, Maybe.
Well, he has high-level sources, and we have some of those, obviously, we can't mention, but he's talked to top bioweapons people, and they say that this is something special. But I get what you're saying. We, per capita, have got way more many cases than they do, caused by other things. So what's going on here? Is it a cover for something else they're doing? You know, they'll release another weapon or a chemical and then say something else did it. That's like AIDS is a simulant virus where something else, I heard this from my dad decades ago, that it later came out in the news, is actually another operation.
Yes, of course. I mean, the operation here is going to be the vaccine. They're going to put this vaccine into effect. It's going to be incredibly toxic. It's going to debilitate people, make them very sick, kill them. And on top of that, they are already attacking Brazil in a massive way through chemicals because Brazil is the largest user of pesticides in the world.
I've seen the documentaries where whole towns are dying from whatever they're using down there. I mean, it is crazy.
Absolutely. This is not a virus. This is you spread chemicals around and people die.
Well, remember what Kissinger said in 1974 in April in Memorandum 200 that was declassified in the 90s. He said, we're going to authorize the use and sale of chemicals in Latin America that we wouldn't hear to kill them.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up, Alex, because of the pesticides that Brazil is using, some of them are already banned in 22 other countries.
Oh.
Okay. So there you have it. And I've linked through studies two of these Roundup and atrazine pesticides to birth defects, smaller heads. It's all there in the literature. So there is already a massive attack on Brazil.
Ah, so it's chemicals that we know do it. So they say it's viral.
Of course. That's the easy way out. Because now they can come in behind that and say, therefore, we have to bring all the doctors in. We have to treat everybody. We have to give you the bug sprays that are against the mosquitoes and the bug sprays.
More chemicals to counter the chemicals, claiming it's a... Oh, yeah.
Of course. That's the operation in a nutshell. So, chemical, until, you know, the country is completely decimated. And it's well on the way now. And, of course, as you mentioned, Brazil is one of those BRIC nations that is looking at the IMF, that is looking at the World Bank and saying, hey, we don't really need that. We can have our own monetary system. Oh, yeah? Well, if that's your position, you are going to be in for a world of trouble.
And regardless, they're going to kill all their tourism saying, don't go to Brazil because of Zika.
Of course. Yeah.
So it's a stealth sanction.
Sure. And now we're going to have the Rio Olympics, right, which is going to become a poster child for, the Zika problem and this and the
medical tyranny responding to Zika. You know they're going to have a Zika vaccine now.
You bet.
Are they already calling for that?
They've got companies that are already massively working on it, rushing into clinical trials, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, of course. And then the hundreds of thousands that go or millions that go to cover it and be part of it will take the Zika vaccine. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, sure.
Guys, hard to get you on and disagree with you because when I look at the facts, you're on target again, John. What else as we go to break? I want to get back for a full hour in the next few weeks. Really appreciate all the work you do. What else are you looking at right now, my friend?
Well, I've been looking at this uranium connection to Southern Oregon where the standoff and the shooting was, the sale of U.S. 20% of U.S. uranium production to the Russians. Putin now controls 20% of U.S. uranium production, and there were meetings in that area in 2011-12 in Southern Oregon, right around there, to open up new uranium mines. Clinton Foundation is involved, State Department Foundation involved, to allow the sale of this company, Uranium One, to Putin and the Russians. So the last thing the feds wanted was all kinds of attention drawn to this area with patriots going in there. And, hey, wait a minute, this is a uranium land. And the Clinton Foundation is involved.
So even if it's a fiasco, it's still good to draw attention. I'm so blessed to have such incredible brains like you on the show. Try to come on this week with my friend for a full hour to flesh all this out, John.
Would love to. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. What an amazing America. NoMoreFakeNews.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Speaking of Oregon, our own David Knight is coming in studio. He just came back after four hellish days at checkpoints with feds pointing machine guns at him and people dead and all the rest of it over that stand down or standoff that's going on still currently. And we're going to air a special report he filed from the road first with them pointing guns at ranchers and others. Stay with us.
smashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got reporters traveling all over the country, all over the world, to find out what's really happening. You got four people held up in a wildlife refuge promoting land rights. They already killed one guy that didn't have a weapon. And they've got checkpoints 7 miles around, pointing guns at ranchers, farmers, families, and I mean, really getting aggressive and hateful towards people. And they've got the locals so scared. The video is on Infowars.com if you're a radio listener and want to see it. We're about to air part of it right now before David Knight breaks it down. Shock. Feds set up third world style checkpoints, demand ranchers' IDs at gunpoint. Federal government orders citizens to present their identity papers. And it's just guys dressed up for army. Look, go fight your ISIS proxy army or something, you know, over the Middle East. But again, they're taking the land. They're taking the ranches. They brag on video we heard last week. We stole the uranium mine from the World War II. That's yay. Yeah, we stole money. They have award ceremonies like Legion of Doom cartoons. Remember when I was a kid, they had like cartoons where evil groups would have award ceremonies. I thought it was a joke. They actually have it. So David Knight's here. We're about to play part of this report. It's up on Infowars.com. You've got all these other clips where the guy they killed, Lavoy, said suddenly they're all hateful. They're in our face right before they killed him. And then, of course, you have the usual suspects inside that set the whole thing up. I mean, what a mess here. For folks that don't know what's happening, recap it in 60 seconds. We're going to play this report, David.
Well, of course, Alex, several of the people that were there, the leaders of this movement, like Ammon Bundy and Lavoy Finicum, they came from the Bundy Ranch standoff. And as the BBC reported about Lavoy Finicum, they said the title of the article was "A Militia Man Apart." They said he's very different from the rest of the people. He doesn't get animated, doesn't get angry. He's not screaming and yelling with profanities. He's very clearly stating succinctly what the issue is. Now, this has been going on for 20-some-odd days, 23, 24 days, this takeover of the wildlife refuge. During that time, they had been traveling freely back and forth, talking to people in the area about their concerns, about what could be done legally within the law, within the structure. They were on their way to a meeting of 400 people, including a sheriff in the neighboring county, Grant County in Oregon. They had a spot that was chosen by the FBI and the state police to essentially set up a roadblock, and that's where they were arrested. That's where Lavoy Finicum was shot. But, of course, there's been other roadblocks now in this area. Let's play that video first of this rancher who is now having to pass through roadblocks with loaded guns in his
hand. If you want to see the video of your radio listener, it's on Infowars.com, red link. Fed set up third world style checkpoint, demand ranchers' IDs at checkpoint. Here's part of that report.
Good night for Infowars.com. Yesterday, we were reporting from the roadblock leading to the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. It's a roadblock that was set up by the FBI and the state police several miles away from the refuge itself. They're not letting anyone in except people who live in the area. One of those people happened to come out, and we got some comments from him about what it was like to go through a checkpoint. He's got property that is on either side of the wildlife refuge, so he's having to go back and forth through these areas. This is what he had to say.
I've been out of the area.
Okay.
I'm an unbiased rancher.
Okay. And you've been going back and forth because you have land. You're allowed.
The first time I've been back and forth.
Okay.
Do you feel that the response from law enforcement has been a bit heavy-handed, or
I couldn't. I can't give it up.
You ever had the FBI point a gun at you before?
I've never had anybody point a gun at me before.
Did they point guns at you?
Can you describe for us again what you saw when you came to the checkpoint?
Well, I came through both checkpoints, but when we came up to the checkpoint, the man came on the loudspeaker and told us to stop and to get out and have our photo ID, and they approached us with guns at us.
Was there a sniper, did you notice?
Well, yeah, there was a guy sitting on top of a vehicle with a round. I would call it a sniper. I don't know what was on the building.
It must have been pretty alarming when you saw that.
We just don't expect it in our lives. We're Americans. I mean, I feel like I'm in Africa or somewhere.
Yeah.
I've been
like
in Africa and had checkpoints, and it's scary. You never know if you're getting through. Excuse me?
Did you feel like it was too much that's there, or do you think it's justified?
I'm neutral. This is a sensitive situation.
And then he goes on to say, though, I've been in Africa, and they don't aim the guns at you. But regardless, they bring the ISIS in, they open the borders up. They already killed one guy who's unarmed. Now they act like it's the end of the world with checkpoints, pointing guns at everyone on major highways. This isn't what a free country is all about, David Knight.
No, Alex, what concerned me about that was clearly he was afraid to say anything. He kept wanting to say, I'm neutral, I'm neutral, I don't want to take sides on this. But he could see what was going on. And, of course, he was afraid. He said he compared it to when he was in Africa. The difference being is that in Africa, even though they came out with these armed checkpoints and had the guns slung or whatever, he said, you don't know if you're going to get out of there or not, they didn't point the gun at him. It was here where they drive up that they're pointing the guns at him to start with. That was what he was concerned about. But then he said, well, I'm not going to say that.
Well, let's go over the big picture before we go to these other clips.
Right.
Okay, here's what's happening. You were there a year ago at the Bundy Ranch, international news. You were right there. The Bundys had the surface rights grazing since the 1870s. There had been over 50 families there. They'd run them all down to one family. The feds just declare the land and say you can't use it.
Mm-hmm.
The tortoises had exploded in population because they eat cow poop.
Mm-hmm.
Now they were almost all dead because they'd run the cows off.
The cows are gone. Humans, the tortoises are gone. Yeah.
Humans develop land. Humans make it better when it's actual farming and ranching. Now they won't let folks with four-wheelers ride. Kids on bicycles are shot in the back. I mean, I've been to Big Ben and, like, cops run up and just scream at you for parking your car. I mean, you know, what are you scum American? What are you doing? I've experienced it. And I've seen them do it to others.
Mm-hmm.
And they're super leftist, weirdo cult members. The average cop's not like this, but these feds, they are nuts on average. I mean, the ones they actually have over the land. So that goes on. And so these people are upset. They win this big victory. Harry Reid says they're terrorists, literally. They finally, though, get these different groups who are now are coming out, known FBI, to rope them into going here, to lead them in, to get them set up, this whole macho thing, to have folks that represent the government say all these crazy things. Then they set them up. Then they kill them. There's still a standoff going on with four more people inside. I got to say, the stuff they're saying, probably government operatives inside. There's probably not a standoff even happening now, in my view. That's probably what's going on. We're not sure, but the evidence is there. This is about demonizing land rights and liberty movements and all the armored vehicles and guns and weapons given to the feds and locals to, quote, fight the patriots. So this is a big federal production, undoubtedly, to kick this off right as Obama's stock goes down to zero. This is their attempt at a Oklahoma City part two to blame us. That's my view, David Knight. I want to come back after break and play all these other clips you've got, but what is your view of what's happening?
I agree with you, Alex. I think this is really, it couldn't be worse. And if they wrote the script, and I think that they did write the script of a lot of this.
Oh, we now know the FBI missed.
Exactly. And, of course, we've had the first guy that got out. He was held for only a couple hours. He told what is now, we know, obvious lies about what happened. It was represented by Ross Story as being an eyewitness account. It wasn't an eyewitness account. He admitted that much. They twisted that in the headlines. So you got the main.
We've got other known quantities they're saying they're going to release that were the key to giving them all the intel.
You've got the mainstream media saying that, you know, these are dangerous people. The governor saying, we got to get them out of there. It's costing us $5,500 a day. That wasn't the case. The people were not afraid of them. If they were afraid of them, why would 400 people agree to go meet with them and
talk about the
Constitution and sing gospel hymns? That's what the meeting was about. They were on their way to.
We've talked to locals. 80% yes. Supported them.
Yes, yes.
And the point is, whether they went about it the wrong way is undoubtable. The point is, the globalists, the feds out there have like 80% of the land. They're cutting all the land off to people's use to bankrupt everyone in an admitted policy. So Americans have a right to stand up. The point is this the smart way to do it? No. We're winning an info war. We don't want a physical war. If they demand one, it'll happen. But we're not looking for one.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
If you just joined us, and there's all this international news, so much happening, U.S. warships in confrontation with China, the South China Sea, we're going to hit that in the last segment, you're like, world economy meltdowns, why are you covering Oregon and the Bundys? Well, remember how upset that got the liberals, that they'd taken a bunch of ranch land on the Red River, the Texas-Oklahoma border, people own the land, not just grazing rights, but they own the land. In the past, the feds show up and say, you know, this state land you've been using for 100 years for your cattle, we own it now. We got guys with guns, but you can still run your cattle on it. Just pay us rent to do it. They're breeding cows, making beef for America on land sitting there. You pay the feds more taxes. That isn't good enough. We want you gone. So everybody leaves with one family. They stand up. It's Americana. The feds threaten to shoot David Knight and Josh Owens, there's HD video of it. They march up unarmed. And it's a huge Americana John Wayne moment. the feds start scheming. How are we going to do this? They lure the Bundys out. They set them up. They lead a protest in. They get them there. We're standing up for America. And then they start killing people. And this is the plan to run a psyop on the American people. That's why this is important. It's a snapshot. It's a microcosm of Black Lives Matter and all the rest of it. The left is Black Lives Matter. With conservatives, libertarians, it's land rights type stuff. So how do they project that on people standing up and say, if you don't lay down, you're a terrorist? Well, they run these psyops, and they've done that in Oregon. So they're going to teach other people now in the federal government how to set folks up off this. It's been a big victory for them so far. We're here blowing their operation, exposing it, so patriots can watch this later and not be set up. I mean, the Declaration of Independence says we can physically stand up when we get a tyrannical government. Well, we got one. Congress has a 9% approval rating in Gallup. Gallup last week said the federal government's seen as the number one enemy. Not the Chinese, not ISIS, not the Russians, not drug dealers, our government. So it's already lost the battle. It wants to stage a fake event to give it the moral high ground, like the federal government against child molesters or something. And they want to script people into that role to play this out. And you could see it a mile away. David Knight, you've got more clips. Give me your take on what I just said.
Absolutely, Alex. What they're doing is, as you point out, this is a massive PR failure in the sense that they took over that refuge. I think the Bundys believed that they had awakened people at a national level. What they had done is they'd thoroughly awakened people within their community. The community came together and stood against the violence that was being perpetrated against people. They set up a First Amendment area, and somebody put up a sign.
They had a victory because Drudge and InfoWars and WorldNet Daily and the land rights movement backed them. It was their land, high ground, but they thought they were George Washington. They thought they could charge off with their friends and have a victory. No, they were set up.
Exactly. But I believe that Lavoie Finicum, and
shot and killed.
That's right. And he was a neighboring rancher. He came by to support them. And we'd seen a video where he came back and pushed against what Glenn Beck was saying in terms of they were provocateurs. They were not in the spirit of the American Revolution. And he pointed out, we didn't point guns at anybody. We didn't threaten to kill anybody. But we were willing to be shot off of our horses if necessary to stand up for our freedom, to stand up for what we perceive as rule of law. And the fact that the federal government is not giving us a day in court. The federal government is moving in here with their bureaucracies. They are the ones who write the laws, they're the ones who judge the laws.
So we got to play the clip. We're going to break. But okay. So the most mild-mannered, nicest guy.
Yeah, let's play a clip.
At a checkpoint, they pull him over. They run him into a snowbank. He jumps out of the car. They're now admitting he wasn't armed. They shoot him in the head.
This is the day before, the very day before this happened. Let's play that clip.
Yeah, here it is.
We should have as much dialogue and openness as possible. Have you felt the change in the tone and tenor of the feds out there? We certainly have. We used to could walk up to them and talk with the FBI agents in a friendly manner, unarmed and stuff, but the tenor has changed. They have become more hardened. And when they step out of their vehicles, now they're stepping out with their rifles, and they're not willing to engage in just friendly dialogue. And so,
because operatives were inside, putting out rhetoric.
Assuming
that's right.
That you're aware of.
And they didn't stand up against it.
Vehicles that they're bringing in and the increase in manpower that they're ramping up. And we're saying, why the rattling of the saber?
This is a government that's killed millions of people the last few years worldwide. What do you think they're going to do to you?
Why are you ramping it up?
Yeah.
Why do you fly your planes?
Because they sell baby parts, bro.
And why do you have your drones? Because they do, they're droning this now.
That's right. And remember, drones would never be used against U.S. citizens.
That's right.
They're doing all the things. They're doing all the things that shows that they want to take some kinetic action against us.
Yeah, and they did against him.
Why be so unfriendly?
That is what the Oregonian reported.
Why are you threatening lethal force when we are so far away?
And literally, that's what happened the very next day. They used lethal force on him when he was standing very far away in very deep snow. He came out of the vehicle with his hands up. And we've now had multiple eyewitnesses.
Yeah, flare footage of that.
Yeah, who were in the car saying that when they were stopped at that first stop, they were there for about 5 minutes, and the guy who was originally the driver was sticking his hands and his head out the window, and they said they shot at him, hit the mirror, hit the driver, the rear view.
No, they were green-lighted by Obama, who's in deep trouble, to just go ahead and get a war going so we can look like we're in a fight with patriots. So the globalists that have occupied our government are at fault here, but the people walking into it, I told him, I said, you're being set up by known people.
Yes.
Known operatives.
And we've been talking about
that. Don't listen to Alex Jones, though. Don't listen to me. Just, you got your little FBI buddies next to you, our Southern Poverty Law Center buddies, and they're going to take care of you. Well, they took real good care of you, didn't they?
We've started covering the Hammond situation in early November. That's when the Bundys started talking about this, when they were saying...
Folks don't know who that is. That's the ranchers that weren't allowed to burn their own property to stop the fire breaks, that they're like Bastrop here in Austin with all the huge fires, because the feds won't ever cut the trees and won't cut brush.
A very, very small backdrop. That year, they had 3 million acres burn in Oregon, and this one, to save their property, they did a backfire. It was 139 acres onto the feds' land, and because of that, they labeled them as arsonists and terrorists.
Even though there were like 20 other fires the year before that went on their land, they didn't make an issue.
And the judge who was there initially and did the sentence, there was a mandatory minimum for those charges of 5 years minimum. He said, it offends my conscience to do this. There was no, they're not arsonists, they're not terrorists. And so he only gave them a couple of months. And then a federal prosecutor said, came back and said, we want them for 5 years. So that's what initially started this. We covered that. And then they were up there. The Hammond said, no, we're just
going to do the feds are stealing property? The feds are doing bad, like funding ISIS? We're going to go to break here in just a moment, folks. We can go over the minutia all day long. The feds are grabbing property even in Texas that's private for over 100 years in family hands. The governor's standing up against it. And the way to do it is through the governors, through the state police, through the legislatures, as communities saying no. That's where the real moral power is, not letting the globalists that have hijacked the federal government, this isn't even the feds, trick us into a civil war. They're losing the information war. They want to trick us. I want to come back and hit other news items with David Knight, his take on Trump, his take on the caucuses coming up tomorrow, his take on Sanders, Zika virus, U.S. warship and confrontation with Chinese warships and more. But before we end this segment, don't forget, the globalists don't want you to hear a show like this that's actually really trying to bring people together and promote Americana freedom. Spread the word about Infowars.com. Spread the word about the free audio and video streams at Infowars.com/show and the local affiliates, AM and FM and TV, UHF, VHF, and cable that are carrying this from Houston to, you name it, Albuquerque, New Mexico. And also buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. We're almost sold out of the Hillary for Prison shirts, limited edition. We have a new We Will Never Surrender the Second Amendment shirt that's very popular. Deep Cleanse, incredible nutraceutical with zeolites and shilajit to detox your body. That's available. We've got $50 and more orders, free shipping. We've got 10% off the water filtration systems that are so important, the highest quality, at InfoWarsStore.com. We can't fund one of the only true independent libertarian 1776-based organizations with reporters and investigative journalists and writers without your help. We're breaking major news every day, worldwide news every week, and it's thanks to you standing with us. InfoWars Store. That's one word, InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. Takes the nutraceuticals or call toll-free 7 days a week, 24 hours a day for our crew to answer your questions or to take your orders, tell you about different specials we're running. There's too many to mention. 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Final segment straight ahead. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from Austin, Texas.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. I walk along
the avenue. Final segment. I'll be back tomorrow with the Iowa caucus covered. We got special reporting live tomorrow night at InfowarsNews.com, InfowarsNews.com. So much I didn't get to. Texas police turning into mobile debt collectors with the license plate reading systems. Again, that's treating you as if you're guilty until proven innocent. It's illegal. America 2016 on the edge of revolt. A Texas police officer makes an incredible headshot on hostage taker. That video is on Infowars.com. Amazing. U.S. Navy ship in disputed waters with South China Sea. China claims it ran off. Hillary emails. More Al-Qaeda-linked terror attacks in Africa, killing 65. I want to hit some of this with David Knight. But David, you've been to Oregon and spent 4 or 5 days. Joe Biggs has been back twice. He'll be on this tomorrow. He flew back with you last night. Finishing up, what's the bottom line, the tragedy, the provocateurs, the four still held up in the wildlife refuge? A lot of what I believe personally act like mentally disturbed people.
Yeah.
A lot of weird homeless people that showed up as you advertised come there. That seems that's all that is left is feds and a few disturbed people inside having their 15 minutes of fame, knowing they're being set up by these globalists. I mean, the feds ought to have some mercy. I know they constantly set up mentally ill Muslims and stuff as well, but my God, I mean, please, this is on your soul. You do stuff like this.
Absolutely. You know, Alex, it's in just a couple of months, it's going to be 2 years since the Bundy standoff. And I think in that amount of time, that was a huge win when the community came together to
Southern Nevada.
Exactly. And that they came together. Everybody's seen that footage. It's been 2 years. I think in that amount of time, there was a lot of stroking of their egos. I think the feds were very unhappy about what happened there. They've been scheming about the way they could take that down. So there's been a lot of
provoking. Harry Reid said, we will get them.
Yeah, there's been a lot of provoking. And I didn't mention this. That was what was said by the two senators from Oregon, Ron Wyden and another guy. They were saying, well, you know, we had to show that there's consequences to this, consciously referring back to the original Bundy standoff.
And they hope people now respond so they don't have to stage in Oklahoma City. They hope we do it for them. No, the answer is do not respond.
I have the most respect for Lavoie Finicum. I think that he was a quiet man, a family man. He understood liberty. He was willing to die for it.
And he did.
But my disagreement with him was that there was nothing left to do. I think that if the truth lies somewhere between these ranchers that we've seen, the one that we started out the interview with, Kurt Spencer, who was afraid to speak his mind. Even when they put guns in his face, he was outraged, but he was afraid.
Yeah, local, 7 miles away, there's just guys in camo with guns to your head. So, folks, you want to live like that, that's fine. Okay, well, we'll keep reporting on it this week. Shifting gears, I'm glad you got back safe. We're done sending folks out there. Because the people inside have no idea the waters they're swimming in. And so just pray for them, folks, as they, you know, they want to die in a blaze of glory. They're in the right place to do it and give Obama a big victory. So just knock yourselves out.
It will be a victory for Obama if they do.
Just knock yourselves out and just tell us that are experts. We don't know what we're talking about. I know it's fun for your egos to do that. So knock yourselves out. We're going to fight Black Lives Matter, trying to start a civil war. We're going to fight this. We're just going to keep trying to do the right thing, no matter what happens. Looking at Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, Trump since Thursday and what he did skipping the debate has surged now from 3 points behind to 3 points ahead in most polls. Your take on Iowa, what you think's coming up tomorrow?
Well, I think Trump is going to win it. I'm not really sure what's going to happen on the Democrat side. It's kind of a toss-up. I think Cruz really shot himself in the foot with that trolling ad that they put out, you know, threatening people kind of obliquely. You better show up or we're going to put it on your permanent record. So, I mean, I don't know why they would do that. It was so crazy. People were defending Ted Cruz.
It's all about sabotaging yourself.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, that was absolutely amazing. In terms of, you know, what's going to happen, I hope that Rand Paul is going to have a stronger finish than a lot of people believe.
I love seeing him come back. There's been a lot of cases, like Herman Cain was in the lead in Iowa, then later was out because of scandal. It's great to see him back in the debate and surging since he got more aggressive. I mean, I love Rand Paul. Known him 20 years.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. He's talking about a lot of issues that need to be talked about. One of the reasons that Donald Trump is doing so well is because he's talking about a lot of issues that others won't talk about. It's too bad that the two of them can't combine those issues. In other words, Trump's got one set of issues that are very important that nobody else will talk about, and he's addressing the concerns of the electorate, and Rand Paul is doing that, and nobody else is taking
sure. Just Rand didn't get though that it doesn't matter with the populist when he attacks the guy that's the torchbearer for populism. It's going to blow up no matter if he's right or wrong.
Exactly, and I think the Republican Party is more populist than it is libertarian at this point. Quite frankly,
that's right. The populists have been taking it over. The libertarian populists. Mm-hmm. That's who we are. Just Americana, you know, low taxes, family rights, states' rights, basic stuff. We just don't want to be a place run by Bernie Sanders and work camps. I know everybody wants to live in a Venezuela or a Chinese work camp because you've lived in freedom so long you're defecating all over what your forebears gave you. But what about Sanders? Such a creep. Such a weasel. He knows it's a fraud. He knows the ultra-rich love socialism because they're exempt from an offshore. To see tens of thousands out for him and all the frothing idiots that follow him, it's very despicable.
He's kind of like an old Che Guevara t-shirt, isn't he? I mean, I call him Bernie Sandinista because we had these videos that were released showing him going back in the 1980s, talking to the Nicaraguan Sandinistas, talking about how wonderful they were. And it was absolutely, whatever happened in the last 40 years, it never affected Bernie Sanders whatsoever.
Socialism doesn't fail. It's criminals running slaves, robbing everyone everywhere, with select international robber barons at the UN tapping all the stolen money.
He wants to say he's running
communism was created by Goldman Sachs, folks.
Yeah, he wants to say he's running against the Wall Street banks. But, it was a year ago that we had Bloomberg saying 700% return on investment. The bankers were bragging about they were getting that from the Venezuelan communists. They said they understand that their responsibilities to paying our debt come before food, water, and medicine for their own people.
The communists always are at the end of a New York banker.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, New York sent 100,000 plus men in 1917 to take over Russia. And literally, those same organizations created Goldman Sachs, who's the main funder of gun control, open borders. And if America won't wake up to that, you're done, folks. You're done. You figure that out or it's over. The commies work for Bilderberg and Davos, period. You figure that out, you dummies, or it's over. And I see Bernie Sanders rallies. I'm sorry, I'm not into how you look or whatever, but they're fat, they're stupid, they're soft, they're welfare heads, they're government workers. They are piles of self-propelled trash who are so stupid. And they've grown up in the bosom of freedom, and they don't appreciate any of it, and they don't know that communism is slavery. And it makes me want to throw up how dumb you are. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I guess that's what the left is saying about a lot of the people who are occupying this wildlife refuge. And I think we're right in both cases. But we also need to understand that the FBI was going to assassinate Occupy leaders. So, when they're offering socialism as a solution, that's not a solution. They're using
But then they put that in the file to leak it to make them look legitimate. That whole thing was run by the feds, who, again, are run by foreign banks. Let me explain, liberals. General Electric and Google and Apple, your little liberal companies with Al Gore involved, pay zero tax globally. They write the tax code, okay? And then they promote socialism, so you get a chicken feed check that's administered by them, and they run your life, and you don't compete with them. Game over, man! Game over! How do you domesticate a pig you're going to butcher? You give it the food every day so it thinks you love it till the day you put a rope around its leg and pull it up and slit its throat as it squeals with blood shooting out both sides, you idiots! I will slap you upside your moron heads until you wake up to this. You will wake up about communism. You will grow up. You will find out why Bill Gates and Bernie Sanders supported and Warren Buffett and every other piece of trash, globalist parasite, trillionaire raping of the world. I'm sorry, David. Go ahead. What do you think about Hillary? Total liar, total criminal. I mean, I love the fact they won't indict her. It shows how rotting this whole system is.
Well, when Richard talked to her in Iowa and asked her about the email, she said, absolutely not true. I've never had anything that was classified on my servers. And she said that continually. And now we've seen the last couple of days, even the State Department says we can't release these emails because they're classified. So it's out there. We understand there's no question at all about whether or not she had classified information on her server. There's absolutely no question. But like Bill Clinton, she can continue to tell a lie in front of the photographic evidence.
You're against her, you're against women. Well, David, I'm glad you're back safe from Oregon. Thanks for the great job, you and Joe Biggs, and also your son, Travis Knight, who went. Great job. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you.
We only got like 30 seconds left. Listen, I get really mad because I've studied history, and we are going downhill like a snowball headed for hell, to quote the hag, Merle Haggard. There's no debating this. And folks better get involved politically. They better get on their knees to Jesus, too, and ask God for guidance, because we're in trouble. And all the people that serve the system, you're being fools. You're being conned. You look at all the little communist kids complaining on their trust funds, on their $500 iPhones, about how capitalism is bad. It gives you all these choices, all this freedom, and it's only a shadow of a real free market that you could have. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Lord willing, great job to the crew. Spread the word about InfoWars.com because you are the resistance.